Okay, well, this is it's been a big week for us here. We got five practices before Jacksonville, and got a lot of work to do. Got a lot of work to do with third down, down and distance, moving the field, situations, kicking game, and so forth. So need to have a real productive week. I think we're in. Got some fundamentals started last week and feel like we're, ready to dig into this week here and get after it. But that's what we need to do. So hopefully, get out there and get off to a good start today and start stringing them together.
Walk into a morning press conference and see a long snapper from your first championship team. What's your reaction?
Always under the gun, huh? LP?
I didn't tee that one up.
Oh, yeah, sure. All right. Yep. That was a great camp. 2000 camp. Start of building. Didn't start off too well. But we eventually got it going. That was a good feeling to know that the ball's secure going from the snapper to the holder to the punter. To the goalpost, wherever it needs to go.
And I would imagine it's probably nice for you just to see that through the years, and now 18, to have a player from year one come back, that the connections are still real.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You had Mark.
So now we're done with the hard-hitting questions.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hard-hitting, I did want to ask you about Marvin Hagler, who was here over the weekend. What was the takeaway from having him around the team?
Great. I think it was a great experience for all of us, for the team. A legend, a great champion in a different sport. But a lot of the he talked about a lot of the things that, we talk about: preparation, focus, mental toughness, just kind of what it takes. And it's interesting. Obviously, a different sport, and you're only working with one guy, and we've got, we're working with a lot of guys, but the level that they're at and the skills that he developed and the preparation that he went through was very enlightening.
Some of the players were talking about watching some of his fights. I mean, is there anything from, any fight that they can apply here, a tie-in to?
Yeah, well, we watched the Hearns fight. We talked about a lot about that. Some of the things that, obviously a different sport, but, strategy, having to make adjustments and, being ready to go and so forth.
Really kind of briefly flash back to that 2000 camp. Long time has passed since then, but just how different maybe does it feel now with the team that you built and the program that you built and the consistency that you guys have had? I mean, can you just speak to some of the differences between then and now, just in terms of the things that you're trying to organize and get set?
First of all, the biggest difference was in 2000, a quarter of the team couldn't pass the conditioning run. So that was a very good start. We don't really deal with that now, or haven't dealt with that in a while. That was not a real, I don't think there was a lot of commitment with that group. We obviously made a lot of changes from 2000 to 2001. And, a lot of the guys that we stuck with from that team became, pillars of the program, of the organization in later years. But it was a pretty slow start. And it wasn't a very good football team on a lot of levels. So we've moved past that, hopefully.
Bill, no practice yesterday, players off. I'm wondering, how do you guys as a staff utilize that day, a few days into camp?
Go back and look at the first week of camp and, talk about all those things. The operation, what we got done, if there was anything we were behind in or maybe even a little bit ahead on. kind of how it's going, and then talk about the plans for the next 5 days, you know, big picture, and then more specifically today's practice and, you know, the immediate challenges. You know, start to get into things like, you know, working players at different positions. We're getting into our sub third down packages, so it's different personnel groups. So how we want to, you know, how we want to work the rotations on those, you know, that type of thing. And then at some point we'll change those up and change the rotation. So where are we going to start? And then at some point, what's the next step to give ourselves depth and cross train some players? So things like that. Looked at our, you know, overall workloads, what we're doing, and how much it is relative to other years, and where that needs to go. So things like that. I was after, you know, 18, a couple hands of gin, and yeah, a little time on the beach.
How has Shea McClellan done his second offseason with the team? What have you seen from him just in terms of versatility over the past year?
Great. Yeah, Shea's really been good. You know, he had a lot of experience before he got here of playing on the line in college and for a year in Chicago. Then he played primarily off the line. We did both with him last year and as a primary position. And then we have different calls on different defensive fronts and alignments where he could be in either spot from one play to the next, even though the same people are in the game. So he's worked very hard to, you know, play with those different techniques and have versatility for us, playing on the end of the line, playing off the line, playing in pass coverage, rushing the passer, running games with the defensive lineman, and has, you know, a number of roles in the kicking game for us. So, you know, he's smart, he's athletic, runs well, he's got good size, he's got experience, so he's really a, you know, a very valuable and versatile guy for us, do a lot of different things.
Any similarities between him and Rob, based on the way his career has gone, different positions he's played, obviously linebacker and on the edge?
Yeah, I mean, they both played on the line in college. You know, Shea's probably played a little more off the line than Rob has, but Rob's played off the line too. They both played a lot in the kicking game. So, yeah, I think there's definitely some similarities in their skill sets.
When it comes to a player like Jordan Richards, even though he's been here for 2 years, is it hard to fully know what you have in him because the safeties in front of him have basically been fully healthy all those 2 years, so he hasn't really had that opportunity to get much playing time?
I mean, I agree. He hasn't had a lot of opportunity for playing time, but, I mean, I think we know what we have with Jordan and Jordan's play time. You know, I mean, has it increased this year in the practice opportunities that we've had in the spring and in training camp? And he's done very well with those. I mean, I think he's going to be very competitive for playing time with those guys. I mean, there are good players ahead of him, and he's a good player, you know, and he's in that same conversation as well. So he's improved every year. You know, I think he's going to continue to do well. He works hard. He's tough. He's very smart. He's a very instinctive player. And as he's gained more experience, better understanding of our system, better, more experience, you know, in this league and working against other players, you know, he's had a lot of production on the practice field in the first 4 days, pass breakups, interceptions, got his hands on a lot of balls. He's around the ball. So he's doing well.
How has Coney Ealy adapted to the change from Carolina and here? Obviously, that's the only program he knew prior to coming here.
Good. He's, you know, again, we've worked him in a number of different positions, both inside and outside. I think we've asked him to do more in coverage than what he did in at Carolina. Carolina doesn't do a lot with their defensive ends in pass coverage. We probably do, you know, significantly more than they do, not that they're linebackers, but they're ends that have coverage responsibilities more frequently. So that's, you know, those are things he's had to adjust to. But, I mean, he's a smart kid. He works hard. And, you know, he's building his versatility. We'll see how far that goes, but you know, he's got the ability to play inside, to play outside on the end of the line, you know, to play in some coverage situations, you know, to have a role in the kicking game, which is another thing that I wouldn't, you know, wasn't a big role in Carolina. I don't know how big it'll be here, but it's already, I would say, more than what he had there. So, you know, we've asked him to do some new things, and we'll, you know, evaluate those as we go through camp and see how it goes.
When it comes to that spot, Bill, the defensive end spot, does left versus right matter much to you guys? Are you looking for different things at either spot, or are you hoping that anybody who plays that position can play both sides and do it pretty seamlessly?
I'd say it's different playing on the left than playing on the right from a responsibility standpoint. There's certainly some similarities, but it's different. So some guys can play both. Some guys are, I would say, better suited at one or the other. So sometimes it's a comfort thing. Sometimes it's really a scheme thing and what we ask them to do. So they're the same, but they're different. More so than, say, right and left corner or right and left defensive tackle or, you know, that type of thing. It's, you know, a defensive scheme, it's a little bit different.
Too simplistic to say that guy on the left side, you're looking to be maybe less of a rush guy and more of a run game stouter player?
I don't know that we're ever looking for less of a rusher or less of a run player. I think that it really becomes more of a coverage discussion. How much and what type of coverage responsibilities would you put them in? You know, Chandler Jones versus Ninkovich or Trey Flowers versus Ninkovich. There's some differences in their coverage responsibilities. Especially, you know, most teams are, for us, defensively left-handed formation teams. So not that they couldn't do it the other way, but, you know, more times than not, there's a higher percentage of situations that come up on the left side that are different from the right side, especially the right-handed quarterback, which most of them are. So, I mean, look, they both have to know them. They both have to do them, but I'd say there's definitely a more – it's kind of like left tackle and right tackle. You don't really see the same player at right tackle as left tackle. Some guys can do both, but there are quite a few guys that are better at one or the other, and that's usually where they end up.
On that front, you know, Grissom in college bounced around some. Has he sort of, in year three, kind of found a home and maybe honed his skills a little bit more at one spot than maybe he did prior?
I'd say it's kind of the same thing with Gino. We've done the similar thing with him. He's worked outside. He's worked inside. You know, he's had a good role for us in the kicking game in the last 2 years. He's very athletic. You know, he's long. He's athletic and has coverage skills. So, again, we'll see how it all goes, but I think as he's gained experience and improved technique and you know, just reacting, you know, a little bit quicker, that those things have all helped him. But he's long, he's athletic, he's smart, he runs well for a 55 pound guy. So it's a little different than Ely's bigger, but it's a little bit of the same conversation. And Gino's role in the kicking game has been a significant one for us. So it's good to have a defensive end in a kicking game. There's a lot of defensive ends that have minimal roles in the kicking game. So it's good to have one that's kind of a core player that can also, you know, provide some depth defensively.
While we're talking about that sort of topic, Lawrence Guy talked when he arrived about sort of versatility. Is he a guy that could play further from the ball in the middle of the formation, or is he more of an interior guy?
I think he probably could play, and it depends on the situation, what type of personnel you're talking about, but he could probably play from the tackle end, but I would say the majority of his snaps have been from the guard. You know, guard to the center, three technique, one technique, zero. Could he play out a little bit wider? Probably could in some situations. I don't I don't know that against open formations, that's probably where you would want him, but in closed formations, I mean, that's a different story. It's kind of like the way Branch played. You know, Branch is primarily inside, but there's situations where he played over the offensive tackle and, you know, did a good job for us. So, I mean, I think Guy could do that. I think Valentine could do it. I think Malcolm could do it. I mean, they all could, you know, could move out a little bit. We wouldn't call them true. I mean, Vince did it. You know, hell, Vince's first year here was to play defensive end, you know, and Ted played nose, so.
Bill, when you were talking about fundamentals, preparation, focus, mental toughness, those kinds of things, are you already seeing with this group in any of these areas, an area where this is standing out, where you really like? And is there, on the converse, a flip side, an area where you're looking and identifying and saying, I may have to spend a little more time there?
Well, I think wherever we are now is fractional to where we're going to be in 5 days. So, you know, it's 4 days of training camp, first two without pads. I mean, I wouldn't say this is, you know, it's challenging, but I mean, it's going to get a lot harder than this. So, we have 5 days this week, and we got 4 days against Jacksonville, three in practice, one in the game. We're going to start stringing a number of days together here. So when we get up into the teens and, you know, high teens, and we strung a lot of practices together competitively against each other, against Jacksonville, against Houston, we'll have a lot better indication of where we are in terms of mental toughness, consistency of fundamentals, conditioning, not just track conditioning, but football conditioning, being able to push against other people, being able to handle contact, run through contact, deliver contact on the run, things like that. We'll have a lot better value. That's what training camp's for. So, you know, go out there and do it for a day or a practice or, you know, flash a couple plays here and there. I mean, that's good and all, but I mean, there's, I would say, probably not very many players in the league that aren't capable of that. If they're in this league, they would have the ability to do that. Question is, who can do it over a sustained period of time versus, you know, who can just, you know, put one or two out there, but long time in between those flashes. So we got a long way to go. I think the evaluation process is, to me, kind of underway here last couple days, but it'll really truly come to light on how the sequential performances go day after day, competitive period after competitive period, they, you know, going against other quality players with different playing styles, not only our players, but players from other teams that change the matchups a little bit and how we're able to adjust and handle those subtle but different matchups. That's what training camp's for. So that's the evaluation part of it. I think we're just getting started on that. Okay. All right.